الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، today is the 23rd of Rabi' al-Thani 1433, which corresponds to the 16th of March 2012. We continue with the tafsir of Surah An-Nisa by Sheikh Abdul Rahman Nasir Sa'di alayhi rahmatullahi ta'ala, and we had stopped at ayah 123, which we would begin the discussion on right now bi-idhnillahi azza wa jal. Nas'al Allah lana wa lakum at-tawfiq wal ikhlas. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. ليس بأمانيكم ولا أماني أهل الكتاب من يعمل سوءا يجز به ولا يجد له من دون الله وليا ولا نصيرا ومن يعمل من الصالحات من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فأولئك يدخلون الجنة ولا يظلمون نقيرا. Paradise is not obtained by your wishful thinking, nor by that of the people of the scripture. By the way, it's amazing now, I'm reading this for the first time, that in Sahih International, obviously, they began the ayah by saying paradise is not obtained. However, if you read the Arabic text, you will find no mention of paradise whatsoever. Yes, it's understood from the context. It's understood from the tafsir of the ayah. But it would have been nice if it had been put between parentheses, I think. Maybe it was just a... Maybe actually the people who made it into a software, an application on the phone, missed that out. Because we know Sahih International to be the best. Probably the best rendering of the Arabic text to English out there. Jazakumullahu khairan. So in the translation it says, the ayah actually says, it is not according to your wishful thinking nor that of the people of the book. What is it? Attaining salvation in paradise. But so, whoever does a wrong will be recompensed for it. And he will not find, besides Allah, a protector or a helper. And whoever does righteous deeds, whether male or female, while being a believer, those will enter paradise and will not be wronged, even as much as the speck on a date seed. The Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala says, أي ليس الأمر والنجاة والتزكية. The Shaykh had a more elaborate tafsir, exegesis. He said, it is not, meaning what? Not only paradise, meaning the affair, the whole affair, najat, salvation, what tazkiyah and purification, attaining purity, the purity of the soul. It is not bi amaniyikum wala amani ahl al kitab. أهل الكتاب نعم والأماني أحاديث النفس المجردة عن العمل المقترن بها دعوة مجردة. The Shaykh said, what is الأماني? الأماني is one's the person's self conversation, if we can call it the conversation you have with yourself, which is not based on any other deed. It's not based on a deed which accompanies this wishful thinking. It is merely wishful thinking. لو عرضت بمثلها لكانت من جنسها. If that wishful thinking was opposed with another wishful thinking, then they will just be alike. Neither one of them has done anything in regards to that wishful thinking. وَهَذَا عَامٌ فِي كُلِّ أَمْرٍ. And this is a general matter in regards to everything. فَكَيْفَ بِأَمْرِ الْإِيمَانِ وَالسَّعَادَ الْأَبَدِيَّةِ. Then how would it be if the matter is that of faith and eternal happiness? Huh? يعني basing it on thinking is, anyone can just wish, I wish I could become a doctor and an engineer. I wish I could have ½ million riyals. I wish I would. طيب, eh? Then someone will say, I wish you don't have all that. I wish that you will suffer. I wish. طيب. If the one wishing for all the wealth doesn't do anything to acquire wealth, and the one wishing for the guy not to get it doesn't do anything for him to not get it, what are we dealing with? A waste of time. There's a bunch of wishful thinking that nothing, that is not materializing. So the Sheikh said, if it's regarding the dunya, we have a problem. How about when someone is wishing about eternal happiness? I wish I will enter Jannah. I wish I would this also. Gotta be careful there. فَإِنَّ أَمَانِيَ أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ قَدْ أَخْبَرَ اللَّهُ بِهَا أَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا لَنْ يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا مَنْ كَانَ هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارَى تِلْكَ أَمَانِيُهُمْ. In regards to the wishful thinking of the people of the book, Allah already told us about it. He said that Allah quoted in the Quran, another ayah in the Quran, Allah said, they say, the Jews and the Christians, he shall not enter paradise except he who is a Jew or a Christian. Then Allah said, that is their wishful thinking. This is what they wished for. The Jews think they're all the only ones going to paradise. The Christians, in reality, of course, you meet many Christian liars. The Christian liars will lie in your face. They say, Jesus loves you too, and you got salvation. No issues, man. You're all right. Oh, paradise is wide enough for everybody to fit. Something along these lines. But the true Christians will tell you in your face, you're going to hell. Okay, you're going to hell. You don't want Jesus, no Jannah for you. وَغَيْرِهِ مِمَّنْ لَيْسَ يَنْتَسِبُ لِكِتَابٍ وَلَا رَسُولٍ مِنْ بَابِ أَوْلَى وَحْرَى. And then other religions who don't even have any affiliation with a prophet or messenger, nor a book, then their matter is even more deserving. يعني what wishful thinking do they have? They don't even have anything they can base it on. وَكَذَلِكَ أَدْخَلَ اللَّهُ فِي ذَلِكَ مَنْ يَنْتَسِبِ إِلَى الْإِسْلَامِ لِكَمَالِ الْعَدْلِ وَالْإِنصَافِ. Huh? But then Allah Azza wa Jal included in this those who actually call themselves Muslims, those who ascribe themselves to Islam out of justice and fairness. Meaning Allah said, not according to the wishful thinking, or your wishful thinking, or that of the people of the book. He included the Muslims out of fairness. Yani don't think that the Jews and the Christians are not allowed to have wishful thinking while you are allowed. They have to work and you have to work. Subhanallah al-Azim. فَإِنَّ مُجَرَّدَ الْإِنْتِسَابِ لَأَيِّ دِينٍ كَانْ لَا يَفِيدُ شَيْئًا إِنْ لَمْ يَأْتِ الْإِنسَانُ بِبُرْهَانٍ عَلَى صِحَّةِ دَعْوَةٍ. A person's affiliation or ascription to any religion is going to benefit him in nothing unless this person brings proof and evidence for the validity of his claim. فَالْأَعْمَالُ تُصَدِّقُ الدَّعْوَةَ أَوْ تُكَذِّبُهَا. Then deeds either verify a claim or they negate it. Make a claim, you don't live up to it, your claim is bogus. You make a claim and you materialize it, you live up to it, you verify it, you make it happen through deeds, you have established it, you have confirmed it. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ تَعَالَى مَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا يُجْزَ بِهِ. Whosoever does a wrong, it's a very particular choice of words. Yeah, and he didn't say here, man ya'mal as-sayyi'at. He could have. Sayyi'at is what? What is sayyi'at?
Evil deeds.
Huh?
Evil deeds.
What is the singular?
Sayyi'at.
Correct. He said sayyi'at is evil deeds, then it's a plural, and the singular for it is sayyi'a. Correct?
Same like malaika.
Huh?
Same like malaika.
What, you mean in the plural and singular? I was about to say, man, that's a tough comparison there. What malaika is like? He's correct. He is correct. Sayyi'at, sayya. Does it occur in the Quran? وَجَزَاءُ I believe سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةُ مِثْلُهَا. It comes in the Quran على كل حال. ممتاز. وَهَذَا شَامِلٌ لِجَمِيعِ. That's why whoever does a wrong, سُوءًا, it's like in the singular. It's in the singular. يُجْزَ بِهِ. وَهَذَا شَاهِدٌ لِجَمِيعِ الْعَامِلِينَ. And this شامل عفواً. This encompasses all doers. لأن السوء شامل لأي ذنب كان من الصغائر من صغائر الذنوب وكبائرها. Why was the term سوء used? Because the term سوء itself is one which includes the minor and the major sins. Huh? It includes the minor and the major sins. وشامل أيضا لكل جزاء. It includes every form of recompense. قليل أو كثير. Be it small or large. large, be it small or big, or be it a little or a lot. Dunyawiyun aw ukhrawiyun. What is that? What is dunyawiyun, ya Mhandis? Dunyawi. I hope it doesn't sound like a Tagalog word. Don't be reading it from the book, ya Abdul Hadi. I'm asking your brain.
Aywa.
What is dunyawi?
Dunyawi, worldly life, dunya.
Fine, dunya, worldly life. But dunyawi? Well, let's put it this way. Dunya, the life of this world. So we can actually have a decent translation. Dunya, the life of this world. Dunyawi is worldly. Worldly. As in related to the dunya. That's why whenever it comes with the ya word, some with the ya at the end, it does that to the word, to the noun. Dunya, dunyawi. Akhira, ukhrawi. Meaning pertaining to the akhira. Sahih? Can you give me other examples? Other examples?
Baladi.
Yes. You get some eggs and they call it bayd baladi. Meaning it is domestic eggs. They're homegrown. Baladi. The ya is in reference to it. Otherwise, balad is country. Baladi, you're not baladi. This is not baladi. It's not my country. Baladi with a shadda on the ya. Did I lose you guys somewhere? I guess. ما في مشكلة على كل حال. This is not يعني very important, but it's good to have general background. Right. والناس في هذا المقام درجات لا يعلمها إلا الله. The people in regards to this سوء are at so many different degrees. None can enumerate them and knows them but Allah. فمستقل ومستكثر. مستقل meaning one who does little, ومستكثر one who does a lot. مستقل one who is economic in his sins. Huh? Economic in his sins. يعني he sins occasionally. قليل. His sins are قليل, little. مستكثر from كثير. He's indulged in sin. نعم. نسأل الله العافية. فمن كان عمله كله سوءا وذلك لا يكون إلا كافرا. So whoever's deed is all evil. Who is the person whose deed is all evil? Who's the only person who all of his deeds can be labeled as evil? Besides Bashar nowadays, the kafir doesn't have any good deeds. Does the kafir have good deeds? Sheikh Yusuf, does the kafir, does he have good deeds?
Yes.
Wallah?
He is a charitable man, he is not backbiting people, he is not harming people.
Yes.
This is not a good deed, Sheikh?
Technically, in this dunya it is. But yawm al-qiyamah, is it a good deed in the scale?
Yes.
That's what we're referring to now. That's what we're referring to. Yes, technically speaking, even the most wicked of people, he might have done some good things here and there. We're speaking about the standards of Allah. According to the standards of Allah, the kafir, nothing. Who can give me an ayah, an evidence from the Quran? And then we have a hadith from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that the kafir will not be able to benefit from his deeds whatsoever. And the one who gives me an answer, I will give him nothing. I promise, inshallah. I'll give you a whole bunch of nothing. As much as you want, take more and more. I want an ayah from the Quran or a hadith which proves that the kafir's deeds will be of zero value before Allah. Nothing. Which proves this point that I was just trying to prove to you right now, that the Shaykh spoke about. Huh, Musab? Do you know an ayah, Baba, which proves that the kafir have no good deeds? Why not? Think about it. I'll give you nothing also. Huh? Surah Al-Furqan. Does anyone have it memorized? وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. So we came to whatever they have done of these and we made it scattered dust. You blow at it, gone. No value on the scale. Does dust weigh anything? If it's scattered. If you have a kilo of dust, maybe you'll get something. It's a kilo. But if you have scattered dust, can it weigh anything? Nah. And the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that the disbeliever will be brought on Yawm al-Qiyamah before Allah Azza wa Jal. I mean, the hadith is not directly in reference to that, but it brings the point home. And it will be said to him, if you were given the equivalent of the earth in gold, huh? Would you pay it to ransom yourself from the punishment? He will say yes, and it will be said, no, this is not possible. You were asked for something way easier than that. Worship Allah alone and associate none in worship with Him. So his deeds will be of no value, even if he brought the whole world in gold. Ah, so be careful of shirk. Na'am. فَإِذَا مَاتَ مِن دُونِ تَوْبَةٍ جُوزِيَ بِالْخُلُودِ فِي الْعَذَابِ الْأَلِيمِ. If he dies, that disbeliever, all of his deeds are evil. Okay? On the scales of Allah, of course. In the dunya, yes, people will call it good deed, no doubt. You give someone a dollar or a riyal, that's a good deed, no doubt. According to the dunya standards. According to Allah's standards, no. Because he doesn't have faith, and faith is the foundation upon which deeds are accepted. No faith, no deeds. Huh. The Shaykh said, if he dies without tawbah, then he shall be recompensed with the eternal abode in the painful punishment. وَمَنْ كَانَ عَمَلُهُ صَالِحًا وَهُوَ مُسْتَقِيمٌ فِي غَالِبِ أَحْوَالِهِ. However, whoever's deeds were righteous and he was upright in most of his affairs. Most of the time he was upright. There were some little mishaps here and there and a couple of falls here and there and some issues here and there. وَإِنَّمَا يَصْدُرُ مِنْهُ أَحْيَانًا بَعْضُ الذُّنُوبِ الصِّغَارِ. However, he would occasionally will have some small sins. فما يصيبه من الهم والغم والأذى وبعض الآلام في بدنه أو قلبه أو حبيبه أو ماله ونحو ذلك فإنها مكفرات للذنوب وهي مما يجزى به على عمله فقيدها الله لطف لعباده. الله أكبر. This is good news, you will see why. So the one who commits sins here and there, has small sins here and there he is committing, like all of us, if not major, al-iyadu billah. Whatever he is afflicted with of ham. What is ham?
Anything that make his life uncomfortable.
Stressful. Ham is like that which stresses you out. Well, gham is even the same thing almost. Gham is like stress with reed, yani khalas, your heart is constricted. Huh? Wal adha, harm. وبعض الآلام, and whatever pain you have, pain, you know, pain, even hadith says, even a shawka yushakwa, even if a thorn was to poke you and you feel pain, Allah will expiate sins accordingly. في بدني, whether these pains are in your body, أو قلبي, or in your heart, أو حبيبي, or in the one whom you love, the ones whom you love, in your child, your wife, your parents, anyone who you love, you suffer because of their suffering. أو مالي, or in your wealth, you lose some money. ونحو ذلك, and whatever is like that, all of these are sins expiators. And it is from that which Allah Azza wa Jal uses to recompense his slave, and he makes it as means of showing his gentleness to his slaves. Yani that punishment now, pain, suffering, stress, is mercy from Allah in a sense that he is punishing us for our sins now, so that he will not punish us for them on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Alhamdulillah. So what is happening to our brothers and sisters in Syria, as agonizing as it is, as devastating as it is, still there's good in it. How many martyrs, inshallah, have returned to Allah? People whom Allah knew that if it were to be otherwise, they would never be shuhada. They would never be shuhada. Regular people, barely prays 5 times a day, barely doing the wajib. Allah wants to take him as a shaheed. He assigns that he dies, you know, by being oppressed by the Bashar and his wicked creatures. Mercy from Allah for the dead. The woman suffering, same thing. All these things are sins being expiated. The punishment is being hastened so that they will not be responsible on Yawm al-Qiyamah. So you're talking about wholesale forgiveness, wholesale mercy, wholesale martyrdom in Syria. That's what it is. That's what it really boils down to. Yes, it doesn't mean we enjoy it or we say more. No. We want to stop it as soon as possible. But while it is there, it's mercy from Allah. Then, further, yani, hasn't it brought the Muslims together? Hasn't it? You know, when did we think about Muslims in Syria until this? Never. Now we make dua for them. Now, if you see a Syrian Muslim, you love him ala tul, right? If you see a Sunni Muslim Syrian, you feel compassion from ala tul that didn't exist before. Yani, you don't know how Allah Azza wa Jal is merciful to the ummah. We just have, some people have evil assumptions. Say, you know, we've been making dua for how long now? In Qunut, in Fajr, in Isha, nothing has happened. Yeah, Allah doesn't work for us, man. Allah is testing us. You be patient, you keep making dua, you persist in your dua. When the time comes, it's gonna come. You don't give up on Allah. That's what it is. Huh? Ayywa. وَبَيْنَ هَذَيْنِ الْحَالَيْنِ مَرَاتِبُ كَثِيرًا. Between these two levels, there are many different degrees. As in the level of the kafir completely, and the one who's upon accidents, with some sins here and there. وَهَذَا الْجَزَاءُ عَلَىٰ عَمَلِ السُّوءِ الْعَامِ مَخْصُوصٌ فِي غَيْرِ تَائِبِينَ. So this recompense in regards to those sinful is actually restricted to those who don't repent, or those who didn't repent. فَإِنَّ التَّائِبَ مِنَ الذَّنْبِ كَمَنْ لَا ذَنْبَ لَهِ. يعني, when Allah will afflict us with pain and fatigue and stress and the death of loved ones and suffering, huh? This is means of expiating the sins for those who didn't even repent to Allah. As for the one who repents, khalas, that is not even necessary. Because the hadith says, "At-ta'ibu min al-dhanbi kaman la dhanba lah." The one who repents from sin is like one who has not sinned to begin with. The one who is free from sin. كَمَا دَلَّتْ عَلَى ذَلِكَ النُّصُوصُ. As the textual evidence is clearly indicated. So you're talking about, if you repent to Allah, you're not responsible for the sin. If Allah tests you with something in the dunya and you punish for it, you're not responsible for the sin. The good deed is equal to 10. Up to more. The good deed, one good deed erases one bad deed. Yani Allah is increasing our chances to enter paradise tremendously. All these chances are being given. If we fail, Allah musta'an. وَقَوْلُهُ وَلَا يَجِدُ لَهُ وَلَا يَجِد لَهُ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا. He will not find besides Allah any protector or any assistant or helper. لإزالة بعض ما لعله يتوهم أن من استحق المجازاة على عمله قد يكون له ولي أو ناصر أو شافع يدفع عنه ما استحقه. This was mentioned just in case someone thought that, okay, maybe those who will be recompensed, maybe they will have some protector, some intercessor, some wasta, in other words, someone who can, you know, argue on his behalf or can push back what he's deserving of. فأخبر تعالى بانتفاء ذلك. Allah Azza wa Jal indicated the negation. He negated the existence of that. فليس له ولي يحصل له المطلوب. He doesn't have a protector who brings about what is required and needed. ولا نصير يدفع عنه المرهوب. Nor a helper who can push away that which he fears. إلا ربه ومليكه. The only one who can do so is his Lord and his sovereign or owner. ومن يعمل من الصالحات. But whosoever does righteousness or righteous deeds, دخل في ذلك سائر الأعمال القلبية والبدنية. Included in salihat are the various deeds that are related to the heart and to the body. Who can give us some examples of acts of worship or righteous deeds that are related to the heart?
Salah.
Dhikr. Ishbukum ya jama'a. Salah is in the heart, ya Abdul Hadi. Then why do you go to the masjid? Yeah? We're saying heart, body. Deeds related to the heart, deeds related to the body. Salah, where does it fall? Body. Don't you get up, ruku', sujood, movement of the body? Of course, Abdul Hadi, your heart is going to be there. It's not like it's ritual, you're going to move your body without the heart. The heart is part of that. We're talking about ibadah of the heart, independent of the body. Independent, totally. Yeah, the body has nothing to do with it. Dhikr, why you move your tongue, you say?
It's from the heart.
Yeah, boy, everything is from the heart. Everything, every deed of the body includes the heart, right? But not every deed of the heart includes the body. Fair enough? Now, I'm not speaking about the deeds of the body which include the heart. I want the deeds of the heart which do not include the body.
Good intentions.
Niyyah. Intention, you niyyah. Is it on your body? What else? Love of Allah. Fear of Allah. Reliance upon Allah. Huh? Belief, sidq, truthfulness, huh? Forbearance, whatever, all these are deeds in the heart. You don't see them in the body. Can someone walk by and say, and you can see, oh, look at the gauge, mashallah, he loves Allah a lot. Wow. Huh? Or is it in the way he moves, the way he walks, will indicate his love of Allah? These are things which you cannot identify with physical movement. It is only in the heart. And then there are deeds which are using the body that of course have to include the heart. Otherwise they'll become worthless. Capish?
The deeds which is only
Qalbiya, heart related. What about them? Al-an, when you do tawakkul, you go on to propose to a lady, okay? You have reliance upon Allah. Can someone see this tawakkul? But isn't it ibadah? It is, ya akhi, because some people don't have tawakkul on Allah.
So meaning the deeds of the heart is only exclusively for the handlah, for the physical.
In this sense, yes. And then the ones of the body include the heart, inevitably. But they are a combination of heart and body. Heart and body. We were asking about heart, nobody. Nobody or no one? وَدَخَلَ أَيْضًا كُلُّ عَامِلٍ. So included in that is every deed and every doer of deeds. مِنْ إِنْسٍ أَوْ جِنٍ. Whether it is a human or a jinn. صغير أو كبير, young or old, ذكر أو أنثى, أو ذكر أو أنثى, male or female. ولهذا قال من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن. That's why Allah says whether it is male or female while he or she is a believer. وهذا شرط لجميع العمل. This is a condition for the validity of all deeds. لا تكون صالحة ولا تقبل ولا يترتب عليها الثواب ولا يندفع بها العقاب إلا بالإيمان. See what the Sheikh said, Ya Muhammad, Ya Abdul Hadi. He said, the deed is not considered to be righteous, nor will it be accepted, nor will there be any reward associated with it, nor will it keep away any punishment except with Iman. Must have Iman. That's the foundation. No Iman, don't get anything for it. فالأعمال بدون الإيمان كأغصان شجرة قطع أصلها. الله أكبر. Look at this example. He said, deeds without iman are like branches of trees. The tree which its root was cut off. Its trunk was cut off. The trunk of the tree was cut off, and the only thing left is branches. They're not going to hang in there. They're not going to hang in there. They can't live. وَكَبِنَاءٍ بُنِيَ عَلَى مَوْجِ الْمَاءِ Or like a construction which you have built on the waves. Construction you built on the waves of the ocean. Is it going to stick around? Nope. فَالْإِيمَانُ هُوَ الْأَصْلُ وَالْأَسَاسُ وَالْقَاعِدَ الَّتِي يُبْنَى عَلَيْهَا كُلِّ شَيْءٍ أَوْ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ Then Iman is the foundation and the basis and the principle upon which everything is built. وَهَذَا الْقَيْدِ يَنْبَغِ التَّفَطُّنُ لَهُ فِي كُلِّ عَمَلٍ مُطْلَقٍ فَإِنَّهُ مُقَيَّدٌ بِهِ This condition, you have to be aware of it in every single general statement because they're all restricted by this condition. فَأُولَٰئِكَ أَيَ الَّذِينَ جَمَعُوا بَيْنَ الْإِيمَانِ وَالْعَمَلِ الصَّالِحِ Those then who have brought a relation between Iman and righteous deeds, يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ They shall enter paradise. المشتملة على ما تشتهي الأنفس وتلذ الأعين which includes what the soul's desire and what is pleasing to the eye ولا يظلمون نقيرا and they will not be oppressed even the speck on a date seed أيلا قليلا ولا كثيرا مما عملوه من الخير they will not be oppressed on whether it is a lot or small of what they have done of goodness بل يجدونه كاملا موفرا مضاعفا أضعافا كثيرا rather they will find it complete readily available and multiplied many times now ayah 125 It reads, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ دِينًا مِّمَّنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ وَاتَّبَعَ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا And who is better in religion than one who submits himself to Allah while being a doer of good? And follows the religion of Abraham, inclining toward truth. And Allah took Abraham as an intimate friend. Khalil. أي لا أحد لا أحد أحسن من دين من جمع بين الإخلاص للمعبود وهو إسلام الوجه لله الدال على استسلام القلب. وتوجهه وإنابته وإخلاصه وتوجهه الوجه وتوجه الوجه وسائر الأعضاء لله Who is better in religion? Meaning there's no one better in his religion than the one who brings a relation between the sincerity to the one who's worshipped which is to submit one's face to Allah which indicates the submission of the heart and then turning towards him and returning to him and being sincere to him and the turning of the face which indicates the rest of the limbs all of them are turning towards Allah وَهُوَ مَعْ هَذَا الْإِخْلَاصُ وَالْإِسْتِسْلَامُ and he while in that state of sincerity and submission مُحْسِن أي متبع لشريعة الله التي أرسل الله بها رسله وأنزل كتبه وجعلها طريقا لخواص خلقه وأتباعهم Meaning muhsin, as in he is one who follows the legislation of Allah, which he sent down upon his messengers, and he sent down his books, and he made it a path for the specific and the elite among his creation, and the general ones. The general, and their followers, afwan. وَاتَّبَعَ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ أي دِينَهُ وَشَرْعَ Meaning he followed the way, and the law, and the religion of Abraham. حَنِيفًا أي مَائِلًا عَنِ الشِّرْكِ إِلَى التَّوْحِيدِ One who turns away from shirk and faces and goes towards tawheed. وَعَنِ التَّوَجُّهِ لِلْخَلْقِ إِلَى الْإِقْبَالِ عَلَى الْخَالِقِ And one who turns away from depending on the creation and he depends on the creator. He doesn't face them, he faces Allah Azza wa Jalla. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا وَالْخُلَّةُ أَعْلَى أَنْوَاعِ الْمَحَبَّةِ خُلَّةُ خَلِيلٌ comes from خُلَّةُ not خُلْعَ huh? Some of you have had some marital problems that's the only word they know in the Arabic language خُلْعَ most people don't pronounce it properly خُلْعَ is like when a woman خلع not قلعة خلع يا جماعة الخير ما تخلوني جن عليك وعليه خا خا خلع طيب على كل حال هل بجد بخلعة نسأل الله العافية والخلة is the highest form of love the highest form of love or the highest manifestation of love وهذه المرتبة حصلت للخليلين محمد وإبراهيم عليهما الصلاة والسلام this status this degree was attained by two the Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام and Ibrahim they are the only two whom we can call خليل الرحمن خليل الله the Allah's intimate friends only Ibrahim and the Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام no one else shares that title وأما المحبة من الله فهي لعموم المؤمنين as for the love from Allah it encompasses the general all the believers وإنما اتخذ الله إبراهيم خليلا however Allah took Ibrahim as an intimate friend the highest form of love لأنه وفى بما أمر به because he fulfilled what he was commanded وقام بما ابتلي به and he maintained and established what he was tested with فجعله الله إماما للناس Allah made him a leader to the people واتخذه خليلا and Allah took him as a close friend ونوه بذكره في العالمين and Allah عز وجل praised him and mentioned him amongst mankind He praised them before them. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُحِيطًا The next ayah, ayah 130:26 says, And to Allah belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth, and ever is Allah of all things encompassing. وهذه الآية الكريمة فيها بيان وإحاطة الله تعالى بجميع الأشياء. This ayah mentions and clarifies the fact that Allah عز وجل encompasses everything. فأخبره أنه ليس أنه ما في السماوات ما في الأرض أنه له He told us that what belongs to him is everything upon the heaven, everything in the heavens and upon the earth أي الجميع ملكه وعبيده Everything is his property and his slave فهم المملكون They are the owned وهو المالك And he is the owner المتفرد بتدبيرهم The one who is responsible for arranging their affairs وقد أحاط علمه بجميع المعلومات His knowledge encompasses all kinds of knowledge وبصره بجميع المبصرات أو المبصرات And his sight encompasses everything which is seen وسمعه بجميع المسموعات And his hearing encompasses all that which is heard ونفذت مشيئته وقدرته بجميع الموجودات And his will and his ability penetrates everything that exists ووسعت رحمته أهل الأرض والسماوات and his mercy encompasses the people of the heavens and the people of the earth or the inhabitants of the heavens and the earth I'm sorry وقهر بعزتي وقهره بعزة وقهره كل مخلوق this maybe is a typo وقهر بعزه أو بعزه وقهره كل مخلوق and he subdued with his might and his power every creation وعانت له ودانت له جميع الأشياء and everything is belittles and يعني lowers itself before Allah عز وجل وجنى الجنتين دان دانية عليهم ظلالها وقطفت قطوفها وظللت قطوفها تظليلا داني is something which is near something which goes down from dunu so everything is down in that state for Allah عز وجل and with this inshallah تعالى we conclude the discussion on the tafsir today and we are not too far from the well a little bit far from the end of Surah An-Nisa but then we'll be dealing with a very interesting issue next week inshallah ta'ala in regards to the fatawa pertaining to women huh right you're in a hurry ya Fadilat Shaykh Al-Allama أيوه ويستفتونك في النساء قل الله يفتيكم فيهن وما يطلع عليكم في الكتاب في يتم هو ممتاز 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 إن شاء الله يلا we'll do it next week بإذن الله عز وجل وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد